Live from historic downtown Carlisle, Pennsylvania, home of founding father James Wilson, 19th century hymn writer George Duffield, 19th century gospel minister George Norcross, and sports legend Jim Thorpe. It's Iron Sharpens Iron. This is a radio platform in which pastors, Christian scholars, and theologians address the burning issues facing the church and the world today. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 17 tells us iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. Matthew Henry said that in this passage, we are cautioned to take heed with whom we converse and directed to have in view in conversation to make one another wiser and better. It is our hope that this goal will be accomplished over the next 2 hours, and we hope to hear from you, the listener, with your own questions. And now here's your host, Chris Arnson.
Good afternoon, Cumberland County, Pennsylvania, Lake City, Florida, and the rest of humanity living on the planet Earth who are listening via live streaming at ironsharpensironradio.com. This is Chris Arnson, your host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, wishing you all a happy Tuesday on this 22nd day of August 2023. I want to give another update on my brother Andy, who is in a local nursing home here in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. As those of you who have been listening recently regularly will know, my brother Andy has a very deadly blood infection called sepsis. Many people die from this. It shuts down the vital organs. Thankfully, the intravenous antibiotics he's been receiving seem to have been very effective. He has not declined in his health at all yet, and hopefully permanently. In fact, there was so much of the antibiotic in his system that they had to stop giving it to him for 2 days because there was too high of a level of antibiotics still in his bloodstream. So they had to give him a rest for a couple of days, and this is the second day they are not administering the antibiotics. But please keep praying for Andy. I am not settled with a confident peace that he is a true believer. He may be, but it is hard to tell because his profession has been very inconsistent for decades. But please pray that above all else that the Lord does save him if he's not already saved, and that his profession is crystal clear to me, so I do not have any lingering doubts as to where he will spend eternity if the Lord should choose to take him off this planet. And of course, as I've already said, please pray for a physical healing for him as well. And I will keep you updated on the progress of Andy in the days ahead. And today we have as a returning guest, one of my favorite guests to interview. His name is Matt Truhella. He's an author, a conference speaker, an activist for the rights of the unborn, for unborn children, and of the rights of evangelical Christians. He is the pastor of Mercy Seat Christian Church of Brookfield, Wisconsin. And today we're going to be addressing the gospel at war with Big Eva. And we're also going to be announcing a three-day conference where Matt Truhella is speaking, along with keynote speaker Dr. James R. White of Alpha Mega Ministries here in Pennsylvania, to be more specific, Lancaster County, and even more specific, Mannheim, Pennsylvania. That will be a three-day conference, September 15th, 16th, and 17th, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And we will give you more details momentarily. But it's my honor and privilege to welcome you back to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, Matt Truhella.
Really good to be with you, Chris. Thank you for having me again. Appreciate it.
And by the way, I don't know if you are aware of this, but I was watching not long ago my friend Dr. James R. White's webcast, The Dividing Line. Dr. James R. White, who I just mentioned, is the keynote speaker at the upcoming Future of Christendom Conference in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. But Dr. White was giving you kudos for the basically a sermon you were giving to police officers after the arrest of that young man who was protesting at a drag queen event for families out at some park in Wisconsin. And Dr. White actually showed the film clip of you speaking to these police officers. So he was extremely impressed and thankful for what you did there. If you want to give our listeners some idea of what happened there, that'd be great.
Yeah, no, that's tremendous that he did that. Yeah, we were out there on July 29th, and, you know, they're having a drag queen show for kids in a park, Riverside Park. You have a Christian Baptist Bible college there in the town. Lots of Bible-believing churches. Unfortunately, there was only one pastor for the whole town who came out to speak against this evil and to point the attendees to Christ. There were two other pastors there with all the homosexuals and drag queens promoting the evil, one from the United Church of Christ, one from the United Methodist. So there was a pastor there who invited us to come. And so we came, you know, to reach out, speak out. We probably had about 30 people from our church, and there was about 100 Christians in all. And it caused quite a bit of a stir being out there. But it went good at the beginning, but then turned different with the police. And they end up arresting and taking into custody four different people, including the young man who, you know, his arrest went viral across the nation. He's a young man who attends our congregation. And so while they had arrested these first group of people, there were three of them. One of them was my 16-year-old daughter, Margaret. And they took them across the parking lot into this command post. There was no reason for them to be taken into custody. In fact, my daughter was released without any charges whatsoever. But you have like 10 or 12 policemen standing out there outside their command post while my daughter's inside. So I was like, well, here's an opportunity. So I just shared with them their role and function regarding the doctrine of the lesser magistrate, that their mayor and their city council have all sided with wicked people and have decided to celebrate the drag queens. And if you saw it, Chris, you would have been absolutely appalled. These are men dressed as women in the most bizarre fashion, very lewd. Most of them dressed very lewdly. And then there's the adults and the children as the drag queens are coming out into the crowd, giving them dollar bills like they're at a strip joint or something.
Amazing.
This is most base evil.
And by the way, if I may correct you, drag queens typically are not dressed as women. They're dressed as cartoons of women. And there is really zero difference between what they do and what racists early in the 20th century and in the late 19th century, and perhaps earlier, used to do when they would wear blackface and put on minstrel shows. There is no difference between what these so-called drag queens are doing. What they are doing, whether they admit it or not, is very clearly a mockery of women. And there should be no woman, no matter how liberal she is, who should want to tolerate that.
I agree with you fully. So what's happened is, you know, the homosexuals have captured influence in every major city in America now. They have the force of law behind them and within the judiciary, within the courts, within law enforcement. And so now they've come out into the countryside, into the hill country. At least that's what they're doing out here in the Midwest, trying to bring their influence to every town, hamlet, and village in the state of Wisconsin. And what's amazing is that often how this is brought in is through NGOs, non-government organizations, or private organizations who come in to the town or village with money, lots of money. And if they'll go along with this, you know, plan of pushing homosex and drag queen story hours, yeah, you get the money. If you don't, they also come with the flanks of lawyers. So the magistrates are either dazzled by the money and go along with the evil, or they're intimidated by the lawyers and they go along with the money, with the evil. And that's why it's so important for Christian people to respond to this filth. I tell all the Christian people who contact me in towns and villages here in Wisconsin about what is happening, like what happened in Watertown, I tell them, you have to confront it. If you don't confront it within 5 years, you won't even recognize your community. That's how pervasive the filth is that they're pushing upon these young people. So anyway, while we're standing out there, I took opportunity to speak. If people want to see it, it's 2.5 minutes long. They can go to our Rumble channel. We have a channel at rumble.com called Defy Tyrants. And if you go there, you can find my 2.5 minute talk to the police officers, which essentially was the fact that they're not mere robots for the state, that they'll answer to God, and that this is evil, and their duty is to go across the street, according to Romans 13, and punish the evildoers, and that they had perverted their entire God-given role by not punishing the evildoers, but actually punishing those who do good. They had completely turned their God-given purpose on its head. And we actually have statutes here in Wisconsin making it clear the sexualization of children is not tolerated. And what they were doing at the drag queen, Chris, was sexualizing children. So the police made a clear decision to stand with the mayor and the city council and let them go on breaking the law while at the same time arresting the good people, the Christians who had come out to speak against the filth and to point those attending to Christ.
By the way, I would love to have you back on the program at some point in the future, perhaps with a couple of friends of mine who are retired Christian police officers, so we could discuss, the policeman's role in being a part of the lesser magistrate, and perhaps a warning to police officers who are still active in their duties to be prepared, if they are indeed Christians, that they must resist their authorities when they are being told to sin against God's people. So I think that would be a great concept for a program in the future.
Yeah, I would love to do that. I think it's massively important for us to reach, and we've been trying to do this for years, reach the lowest of the low when it comes to the law enforcement. They need to understand their duty in the sight of God. They have to understand their role, their function, the limits of their office. Of course, most of Christianity has abandoned the civil realm, so most magistrates don't have any idea what their role, function, and limits are according to the Word of God, not even according to the U.S. Constitution or their state constitution. In June of this year, I actually I was asked to give the sermon at the National Sheriff's Association, which was held in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And we put out hundreds of my books to law enforcement, to the sheriffs that were gathered there, spent many hours talking to sheriffs and others within the sheriff departments so that they would understand this doctrine, and was able to give a sermon to them for their prayer breakfast on the most sacred duty of a civil magistrate, was the title of my sermon. See, I'm with you. I think we're at the point in this country where this really matters, because you have wicked men sitting in positions of power, and they just want to use law enforcement for their own wicked ends, to enforce the evil that they want to bring about in the culture. And the policemen need to know, the sheriffs need to know, your duty is in her position to say, no, I will not go along with the evil. I will stand in opposition to it.
Amen. Well, let's now hear about Mercy Seat Christian Church in Brookfield, Wisconsin.
Sure. Yeah, well, I've been pastoring Mercy Seat for 35 years now, and we have about 250 people that attend at Mercy Seat. And we're the type of congregation who, is involved in the marketplace. We actually go to the universities, go to the high schools, go to prisons, go to the magistrates of all stripes, from state magistrates down to municipal course, including county magistrates, we speak at public hearings regarding evil that's being done to stand in opposition to it and bring God's view. We are his ambassadors, of course, as his people. And so that's a little bit. We have people from all ages, almost everybody homeschools. But yeah, we have lots of little kids all the way up to lots of old people. So it's a great congregation. I love pastoring there.
Great. If anybody wants more information about this fine congregation, go to mercyseat.net, mercyseat.net. Now we are going to enter into the theme of our program today, which is also the theme of at least one of your lectures. I'm not sure how many times you're speaking at the upcoming Future of Christendom Conference. We are going to be speaking on today on the theme that you're speaking on at the conference, at least one of the themes, the gospel at war with Big Eva. And if you could explain, I know that Big Eva is a nickname. If you could explain what that means for our listeners who are confused by that name, Big Eva. Big Eva is not a barmaid at your local Irish pub. It has something to do with something completely different. If you could let our listeners know.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, when Joel Saint asked me, you know, or told me, you know, this is going to be your topic, the gospel at war with Big Eva, I just sat there thinking, who's Big Eva?
Hadn't heard the nickname either.
No, not at all. And I'm like, I realize as we get older, we don't keep up. We're kind of out of the loop, right? Certain trends or whatever. But I'm like, I'm pretty into things. I've never heard this term before. So I immediately got off the phone call with him and began to search Big Eva, and come to find out Big Eva is Big Evangelicalism. And so this is a very stretching topic for me to speak on. So I'm glad he gave me such a topic, because I like being stretched. But Big Eva is Big Evangelicalism. Some people try to make it about certain individuals. For example, Tim Keller, other people try to make it about individuals and also about organizations like the Gospel Coalition. But really what I think it is it's a force. It's an influencer that's found throughout our entire nation in hampering the form of Christianity, bringing about the awful form of Christianity that we have in America today. So when I speak on it, I'm going to give a little bit of some of the history behind evangelicalism, modern day evangelicalism.
Oh, sure. Definitely.
Because as you understand, you know, a lot of the reformers were known as evangelicals.
Yes.
500 years ago.
Things always seem names, nicknames, labels seem to wear out their meaning after a while. As fundamentalists, for instance, I would have proudly worn the label fundamentalist during the fundamentalist modernist controversy. But today it has so much baggage attached to it that people do not really they have a caricature typically of where you stand on many things before they even know what you believe. And of course that is why some even thoroughgoing Calvinists don't like to be called Reformed, because they know that there is a church down the block called the First Reformed Church or something. It has gone totally apostate and liberal. So it's unfortunate that things that begin as good labels very often wear out their meaning. But if you could, go ahead where I interrupted you.
Yeah, sure. No. Yeah, no, that's fine. In fact, you know, the term fundamentalist, I was actually 30 years ago when I was heavily involved on behalf of the preborn, getting incarcerated a lot, interposing at these death camps. The media always referred to me as a fundamentalist minister. And of course, they mean it as a term of derision. And to be called an evangelical at that time was much better. And so part of the reason being called an evangelical was much better was because they viewed, the media I'm talking about, viewed that as much more in tune with their worldview. Whereas the fundamentalist actually would uphold God's worldview. So we don't like him. And, but yeah, you're right. They use these terms in order to paint people into a caricature, And then, yeah, it's difficult to get freed from it.
Yeah, and it's interesting how the leftist media will rarely use that label for Muslims. Fundamentalists.
Yes. Right. No, that's exactly right. And when you look at the evangelicalism that developed during the 50s and the 60s, a lot of history on this. There was a huge battle within what was known as evangelicalism because there was a shift, and a lot of it had to do with Billy Graham, Evangelistic Association, Christianity Today magazine, Harold Okenga, all these guys. They basically wanted to shift Christianity from being defined, a Christian being defined from doctrine to mere experience. Have you been born again? As though it's an either or. It's a both and. Your Christianity is defined by doctrine, whether you're in the faith or out of the faith. And at the same time, yeah, if you haven't been born again, haven't had that born again experience, you're not right with God. You're not forgiven of your sins. So it's not a either or, but they wanted to make it more that way for the purpose of bringing in the mainline denominations into evangelicalism. So they kind of had a good idea about it, although plenty of people warned them, like Lloyd Martin Jones warned them, you know, don't do that, that you're going to corrupt what evangelicalism is.
Right.
And lo and behold, when we can look back now, we can see that he was right. They were wrong. Evangelicalism was watered down because of wanting to cater to the mainline denominations, hoping to maybe flip them back to true Christianity. It didn't work. Everybody can look at the mainline denominations today, and they're all apostate as can be. But that was the shift that took place. And this was a huge fight back in the 50s and 60s. And Graham himself, Billy Graham, right before they put Christianity Today, the magazine, on the map, was writing to a professor at Fuller Seminary. Forget his name now. I think it was Lindsay. And he told him, he said, we're going to plant the flag of evangelicalism right in the middle of the road between theological conservatism and liberal social action.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he said. And so me as a young man, when I converted to Christ in 1978 and then in the 80s and 90s, was reading Christianity Today, which, by the way, is nothing but yellow journalism and isn't worth the time. Mm-hmm. But I would read these things and I would always notice that they would stand, when it came to social issues, on the liberal or leftist side. It didn't matter if it was birth control, didn't matter if it was abortion, didn't matter if it was egalitarianism, mothers at work, homosex, divorce. Always leaned clearly towards the side of liberalism.
You mean even decades ago?
It was
ago?
That way from the beginning.
Wow.
What's that?
Even decades ago, it was that far to the left.
Very much so. Absolutely. I used to read the magazine and I would be just bothered. And I would think, why would they write like this? Well, it was all embedded from the very foundation of the magazine itself. So there was this huge split within evangelicalism. Another person who wrote about it to some extent was Francis Schaeffer.
Yeah.
Rush Dooney wrote about it. North wrote about it to some extent. And there's others who wrote extensively on the battle that took place within evangelicalism. Unfortunately, the overriding influence was the bad form of evangelicalism, the kind that, you know, wants to be liked, doesn't want to offend, wants nothing to do with confronting the idols and evils and tyrants of our day, and thinks you're a bad Christian if you do confront those things. So, and I've dealt with that all my life, contending with this mentality within evangelicalism, where you just be a nice guy, sit inside your building, tell people to come and participate in your programs, totally against what Christ said. He said, go out. I mean, the Old Testament paradigm was natural, racial Israel, geographical Israel, followed the Lord. The other nations saw what they were doing and were drawn towards the Lord through their faithful living to him. The New Testament turned that on its head, and Christ said, go out. But most churches, most Christians, they still want to follow the Old Testament paradigm and invite everybody in. And they use all kinds of little programs and stuff to get people to come in when the duty is to go out. Christ's kingdom is to invade every area of a nation and a culture. But Big Eva doesn't want anything to do with that. And if you actually see God's law being implemented within the civil realm, which should be, they actually attack that. Like a recent example would be Uganda. And they pass laws regarding homosex in keeping with God's law regarding homosex. And all of Big Eva became unglued, including Russell Moore and others, attacking Uganda for simply doing what we should be doing here in America.
Even Ted Cruz, who I actually supported Ted in the Republican primary, when President Trump first won the election. I was not supporting Trump in the primary that year. I was supporting Ted Cruz, and I was dismayed with the severity with which he attacked Uganda for that. And there was also a gross exaggeration of Uganda's position because they were talking about people who are unrepentant pedophiles and those who imposing sexual activity against disabled people and on and on. So the whole thing was being exaggerated by the left. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry that I'm echoing back. We're going to hopefully try to rectify that situation sometime soon. But in fact, we're going to go to the first commercial break, and I'm going to ask my guest, Matt, I don't know if you have headphones you can wear, but if you have an ability to wear headphones and shut the speakers off, that may be able to help prevent me from echoing back every time I speak. But or at least turn the speakers down as much as you can. But we're going to our first commercial break. And if you would like to submit a question of your own for Matt Trujillo, our email address is chrisarnzen@gmail.com. chrisarnzen@gmail.com. Give us a first name, at least city and state and country of residence. If you live outside the USA, only remain anonymous if your question involves a personal and private matter. Let's say you are critiquing the church that you are actually a member of. And you might even be an elder or a pastor of that church, and you disagree with your own elders over something we're discussing today, and you feel compelled to remain anonymous at this point, and I don't blame you. That is a no-brainer. But if you're just asking a general question about what our guest is speaking on today, please give us your first name, city and state, and country of residence. We'll be right back with Matt Trujillo. Don't go away.
The Mid-Atlantic Reformation Society presents The Future of Christendom 2023, The Gospel at War, September 15th to the 16th in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, featuring Dr. James White of Alpha and Omega Ministries. We are excited to be including a formal debate in this year's conference. Dr. James White of Alpha and Omega Ministries will be debating Dr. Gregory Coles, author of Single Gay Christian, A Personal Journey of Faith and Sexual Identity. The debate topic: is gay Christian a biblically acceptable identity for a member of Christ's church? So come join us for the 6th Future of Christendom Conference. The event will take place at Spooky Nook Sports in Mannheim, Pennsylvania, and will run from Friday evening through all day Saturday, with an invitation to the Sunday morning worship service of the Independence Reformed Bible Church. This will be a weekend packed with practical teaching, with a theme of the gospel at war in many areas of our culture, including government schools, the Supreme Court, missions, feminism, and even the church pulpits. Head to futureofchristendom.org.
James White of Alpha Mega Ministries here. I'm very excited to announce that my longtime friend Chris Arnzen of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio and I are heading down to Atlanta, Georgia again for the G3 National Conference. That's Thursday, September 21st through Saturday the 23rd, on a theme that I have been preaching, teaching, writing about, and defending in live public debates for most of my life: the sovereignty of God. I'll be joined on the speaking roster by Steve Lawson, Vodi Balcom, Paul Washer, Virgil Walker, Scott Annual, and Josh Bice, founder of G3 Ministries. And there's more great news. Chris Arns and Environ Sharpens Iron Radio can get you a 30% discount off the registration fee. Go to g3min.org. That's g3min.org. And enter promo code G3ISIR. That's G3ISIR for the 30% discount. Chris Arns and I look forward to seeing you all Thursday, September 21st through Saturday the 23rd for the G3 National Conference in Atlanta, Georgia on the sovereignty of God. Make sure you stop by the Iron Sharpens Iron radio exhibitor booth and say hi to Chris Arnson while you're there. Go to g3min.org and enter promo code G3ISIR for your 30% discount off the registration fee.
Brian McLaughlin, president of the SecureCom Group and an enthusiastic supporter of Chris Arnson's Iron Sharpens Iron radio program. The SecureCom Group provides the highest level of security, closed-circuit television, access control, and communication systems for Manhattan's top residential buildings, as well as churches, commercial properties, municipalities, and more. We custom install exactly what you need to protect yourself, including digital recording, off-site viewing, and connectivity from most smart devices. From simple code-activated systems to the latest technology using facial recognition, the SecureCom Group has it. We also provide the latest in intercom and IP telephone systems. In addition, we provide superior networking platforms. We'll create, maintain, and secure your local network. Whether it's a Wi-Fi or hardwire network, we'll implement the latest secured firewall, endpoint solutions, and cloud backup. I would love to have the honor and privilege of helping protect the lives and property of Iron Sharpens Iron radio listeners and their associates. For more details on how the SecureCom Group may be of service to you with the very latest in security innovations, call 718-353-3355. That's 718-353-3355. Or visit securecomgroup.com. That's securecomgroup.com. This is Brian McLaughlin of the SecureCom Group, joining Chris Arnson's family of advertisers to keep Iron Sharpens Iron radio on the air.
Iron Sharpens Iron Radio praise God for the generous monthly financial support of Royal Diadem Jewelers, educated by and affiliated with the American Gem Society, Jewelers of America, and the Gemological Institute of America. For the perfect custom-designed engagement ring or any one-of-a-kind piece of jewelry created exactly according to your imagination and specifications, Royal Diadem Jewelers has you covered. No matter where you live in the world, Royal Diadem will walk you step-by-step through every stage of the process and even hold a high-tech internet virtual visit using state-of-the-art jewelry design technology to serve you. They start by listening carefully to determine your needs. They're interested in making what you want, not what they want to sell you. From rough design to digital model, to photorealistic image, to wax prototype model, to the finished product, they're continually listening to your input, likes and dislikes, making any changes necessary along the way. This will ensure that your custom jewelry will turn out exactly as you dreamed and well beyond your expectations. Visit royaldiadem.com. That's royaldiadem.com today. Sterling Vanderwerker, owner of Royal Diadem Jewelers, his wife Bronnie, his business partner and manager Brian Wilson, and the entire family thank you all for listening to, praying for, and supporting the work of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
And please don't forget, folks, royaldiadem.com. iron-sharpens.com is still offering Iron Sharpens Iron Radio this mind-blowing opportunity where they are going to give us 100% of the profits from any sale of jewelry to an Iron Sharpens Iron Radio listener simply by that listener mentioning Iron Sharpens Iron Radio when they make their purchase. So whether you're purchasing jewelry already in stock at royaldiadem.com or if you're having a customized piece of jewelry created like an engagement ring, like taking your church logo, your parachurch ministry logo, your denomination logo, or your seminary logo, and turning it into a pendant for a necklace or a ring or other piece of jewelry, or anything else that your imagination and creativity can conjure up in your brain, they will take what's in your brain and turn it into a physical piece of jewelry that will blow your mind. I've seen firsthand the mastery that they have over customizing jewelry, and you are assured to be satisfied with the final product because you are involved in every single step of the customization process. No matter where in the world you live, as long as you have a computer, through the miracle of computer technology, you will be able to see every phase visually of the customization process and make changes in every step of the way. You could say, hey, I like this, but I hate this. Can you make this bigger and that smaller? Can you change the color of this stone? And on and on and on. And then when you finally go through all of the phases of the customization process, and after your corrections, if any, or your changes, if any, are utilized in the creation of this piece of jewelry, they will mail to you, wherever you live in the world, a wax prototype, a three-dimensional wax prototype of the final product that you can hold in your hand and observe and look at every angle. And then when you finally approve of that to be cast into a final piece of jewelry, they will do that very thing. And your customized piece of jewelry will be ready not long after that. So if you have any interest in purchasing a piece of jewelry for yourself or someone you love, I ask of you to do it very soon because we have no idea when royaldiadem.com is going to pull the plug on this amazing offer where we get 100% of the profits from the sale. So go to royaldiadem.com, royaldiadem.com, and mention Chris Arnzen of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. We are now back with our guest today, Matt Truhella, and we are discussing the theme that he is going to be addressing at the upcoming Future of Christendom Conference in Mannheim, Pennsylvania. September 15th through the 17th, featuring Dr. James R. White of Alpha Omega Ministries. And by the way, to register for that conference, go to futureofchristendom.org, futureofchristendom.org. The sooner you register, the quicker, or should I say the least expensive, your registration fee will be. And I continue to apologize for the feedback, the echoing of my words. Right now, I have no way of correcting that situation, but hopefully by some miracle it will stop. And by the way, on Saturday, September 16th, Dr. James R. White will be debating Dr. Gregory Coles, and the theme will be, is gay Christian a biblically acceptable identity for a member of Christ's church? Saturday, September 16th, 3:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. And you will also get free refreshments and free lunch with your registration that day. But we are back, as I said, with my guest, Matt Truhella. We do have a listener. We have Ronald in Eastern Suffolk County, Long Island. And Ronald asks, would an element of Big Eva be that numbers are more important than anything, even if this is unconsciously so? So in order to garner larger numbers and draw more visitors and even members into your congregations, the truth is watered down and candy-coated to be more appealing to the masses. So wouldn't that mean at its root, Big Eva and its heresies are rooted in Arminianism, even if unconsciously so, because sadly, even many Reformed churches, or at least Reformed by name, have begun to mimic the Arminian megachurch model. He's asking if you agree with that.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, it's part of it because they actually teach you that at Bible college. They teach you at the Christian universities. When you're going into ministry, they teach you that at the seminaries. The fact that they teach you different things, keep things level, you know, not deep. And you'll have more people who will be there. Another one is build a new building and they will come. I mean, they literally teach these things so that if you, you know, build a new building, you can figure there's going to be X number of people who are going to come just because they like a nice building and they like a new building. So these are very common things.
So this is the field of dreams strategy, then, you're saying.
That's the field of dreams strategy, yes. That's what they're hoping for. And unfortunately, it seems to work. I mean, one thing I routinely run into is people who attend churches, large evangelical churches, smaller evangelical churches, where the ministers have a very hard time speaking any word against homosex whatsoever. And so the people in the congregations actually end up believing their view of homosex. And one of the big tenets attached to that is all sins are the same, which they're not. And because they don't read the Bible themselves, their churchmen don't exegete or exposit the passages of Scripture themselves, the people sitting in the pews are so massively ignorant of Scripture, Chris, that it's easy for them not to even know when their minister isn't properly, you know, setting forth the Word of God. So, yeah, there's a desire to keep it that way because numbers plays a big role. When I was in a denomination 30 some years ago, when all the ministers would get together, that was the biggest thing. Do you have a new building program? How many people attend your church? These were the things that mattered to them. What's your income for the congregation? Those were the things that mattered to all of them. And I'll tell you, when I left the denomination, I felt like a purity of God returned to my heart. Because it's ugly. So, yeah, your caller's right on that.
By the way, I want to give you an example of Romans 8:28 in this particular phenomenon that you've been talking about. There was a church that was located here in Pennsylvania that was one of these churches that has as a mindset, build a beautiful building and they will come. But in this case, it failed. And thankfully, it failed because these theologically aberrant people had to sell the building. And I believe they sold it at a very affordable price, if I'm not mistaken, to a very solid church. High Point Baptist Church in Larksville, Pennsylvania. I'm not divulging anything that is a secret because Pastor Matt, who has been my guest on this program, has been very open about the fact that that church came into existence there in Larksville, Pennsylvania because of the failure of one of these numerically minded churches that was more concerned about numbers than anything else. And thankfully that false agenda crumbled and a solid, biblically faithful church moved in. So I just want to let our listeners know that that on occasion does happen. Thanks be to God. And by the way, if you live in or near Larksville, Pennsylvania, or if you're visiting that area, or if you have family, friends, and loved ones in that area, go to highpointbaptist.com, and you'll have all the information that you need to visit there, highpointbaptist.com. And by the way, thank you, Ronald, in Eastern Suffolk County, for the very spot-on observation. I guess we also have to make sure that we give a caveat. We would be in error if we said that having a desire to fill our church buildings was completely an erroneous or sinful or heretical idea. Obviously, we want that. But the difference is when people compromise the message of the Scripture in order to lure in as if people could be tricked somehow into salvation. And as I've heard said, and it's been said in different ways, but if you lure goats into your church building with goat food, you're going to have a congregation filled with goats, not sheep.
That's exactly right. When I was a young minister back in the late 80s, an older minister told me something that I found to be true and wise. He said, whatever you use to get them to come in, you'll have to keep giving them that to keep them there, to get them to stay. And that's exactly right. And that's why we just need to be faithful to Christ and to his word. We don't need to play these little games where we keep our theology an inch deep and 5,000 miles wide, or have fuzzy little programs or wonderful palace buildings in order to get people to be there. We just need to be true and faithful to him in the preaching of his word. And the numbers are all about him. I don't know how most pastors are. Well, I kind of do. But, you know, I've always had this approach, Chris, that as a pastor, I don't want people to be at mercy seat if God doesn't want them to be at mercy seat. Because I want them to feel joined to the congregation and be part of the mission of the church and why we exist and all those kind of things. I don't want to have to baby people and, you know, try to keep them there. But that's how most of evangelicalism works. And they even have programs where they teach you as soon as someone comes in, try to find a position for them to fill. You know, teaching a class or helping out with whatever, because if you do that, then they'll probably stick around longer. That's all just manipulation and weirdness to me.
Yeah, and also putting your flock in danger of someone who is a wolf in sheep's clothing having some position of authority in your church. But would you categorize this in the way that I would? And this isn't the whole picture, but it's a part of it. Christians have made an idol out of niceness. And they are more concerned, apparently, over the feelings of individuals than their eternal, never-dying souls. Am I on the mark here?
You are on the mark there. In fact, I'll change the gospel just to try to make it more palatable to the unbeliever. I remember several years back when there was this Christian organization wanted to do this nationwide billboard campaign. And so they ran their campaign before consensus groups. And their campaign was simply repent and believe the gospel. And then they had their contact information there, right? Well, when they ran the consensus groups, they got a very negative reaction to the word repent. So they tried all kinds of different words to try to replace repent with, so you wouldn't use the word repent, something less, and ran it for these consensus groups, but they never could find a word to replace repent with. So in the end, they decided, we'll just remove the word repent, and the billboard will just say believe. And that's what they did. So there's this outward effort to make the gospel more palatable to men, when the truth of the matter is, when we talk about God's word, it's a two-edged sword. It reveals hearts. The gospel offends. So why would you try to take that and make it into some man-made machination whereby you try to fill up your church building?
Right.
Just ridiculous.
In fact, when you do that, you completely remove the concept of amazing from grace. Grace isn't amazing if the gospel is just an added thing to make your life more beautiful and wonderful. If there is no bad news when you give the good news, as I have said in a previous program, it's like the difference between telling a man or woman on death row that they have been exonerated and will be set free, and going into the office of the CEO of a Fortune 500 company and you're sitting in a opposite side of the desk from this billionaire, and you said, by the way, I just want to let you know that if you accept Jesus in your heart, you will be free. You don't give him any of the bad news. You don't give him any warning about hell and that his sin will send him there. You just say, you want to be set free? You want to hear the good news of Jesus? Well, if you accept Jesus in your heart, then you will be at peace with God, and your life will be more wonderful than it ever was before. The guy will probably be just reaching for his intercom button and calling for security and have you thrown out of the building, and he'll think you're an idiot because there is nothing amazing about that. He's already rich. And in a human sense of the understanding. Am I making sense here?
Absolutely. And the Holy Spirit, remember, as we declare the truth of God's word and gospel, the Holy Spirit convicts men, the scriptures say, Christ said, of sin, righteousness, and judgment. So these are things that are part of the gospel. These are things that are part of calling men to repentance and faith in Christ. Is exactly what you're talking about. And here's one of the things I've run into out at the universities, Chris, is we do a lot in ministry out at the universities, which I love talking to the young people. And lo and behold, we go out there and share the truth of God's word to the students. And it's the student, Christian student organizations will come up and say, oh, you're ruining everything we've been doing, because they believe in relationship evangelism, that you have to have a relationship before you've earned the right to tell anyone about Christ or the things of God.
In fact,
absurdity, and I always love.
Could you pick up on the relationship evangelism when we return from our midway break? Because I don't want to interrupt you. I don't want to interrupt you in mid-sentence. Other than just now.
Yep.
Folks, okay. We're going to our midway break, folks, so please be patient with us because the midway break is always a little longer than the other breaks in the show because Grace Life Radio, 90.1 FM in Lake City, Florida, requires of us a longer middle break because the FCC requires of them to localize this program geographically to Lake City, Florida, where they're located. And they do so with their own public service announcements and other local things that they air in the middle of the show. While we simultaneously, on the other hand, air our globally heard commercials. Please use this time wisely. Write down as much of the contact information as you possibly can for as many of our advertisers as you can so that you can more frequently and successfully respond to our advertisers. We hope that that means you will buy their products, use their services, and visit their churches whenever possible. But when you cannot do any of those things, there's one thing that every Iron Sharpens Iron Radio listener can do. If you really love the show and are really grateful to God that there are people, businesses, organizations, and churches and parachurch ministries who love this show so much that they want to share their wealth with us so that we remain on the air, if you're really grateful about that, please just contact our sponsors and say thank you for sponsoring Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. That will go a long way to convince our advertisers that they are not spending their money in vain on this program. So please thank our advertisers and send in your questions to Matt Truhella, to chrisarnson@gmail.com. Don't go away. We're going to be right back with Matt Truhella and our theme of the gospel at war with Big Eva right after these messages.
The Mid-Atlantic Reformation Society presents The Future of Christendom 2023, The Gospel at War, September 15th to the 16th in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, featuring Dr. James White of Alpha and Omega Ministries. We are excited to be including a formal debate in this year's conference. Dr. James White of Alpha and Omega Ministries will be debating Dr. Gregory Coles, author of Single Gay Christian, A Personal Journey of Faith and Sexual Identity. The debate topic: is gay Christian a biblically acceptable identity for a member of Christ's church? So come join us for the 6th Future of Christendom Conference. The event will take place at Spooky Nook Sports in Mannheim, Pennsylvania, and will run from Friday evening through all day Saturday, with an invitation to the Sunday morning worship service of the Independence Reformed Bible Church. This will be a weekend packed with practical teaching, with a theme of the gospel at war in many areas of our culture, including government schools, the Supreme Court, missions, feminism, and even the church pulpits. Head to futureofchristendom.org.
James White of Alpha Mega Ministries here. I'm very excited to announce that my longtime friend Chris Arnzen of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio and I are heading down to Atlanta, Georgia again for the G3 National Conference. That's Thursday, September 21st through Saturday the 23rd, on a theme that I have been preaching, teaching, writing about, and defending in live public debates for most of my life, the sovereignty of God. I'll be joined on the speaking roster by Steve Lawson, Vodi Balcom, Paul Washer, Virgil Walker, Scott Annual, and Josh Bice, founder of G3 Ministries. And there's more great news. Chris Arnzen of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio can get you a 30% discount off the registration fee. Go to g3min.org, that's g3min.org, and enter promo code G3ISIR. That's G3ISIR for the 30% discount. Chris Arnzen and I look forward to seeing you all Thursday, September 21st through Saturday the 23rd for the G3 National Conference in Atlanta, Georgia on the sovereignty of God. Make sure you stop by the Iron Sharpens Iron radio exhibitor booth and say hi to Chris Arnzen while you're there. Go to g3min.org and enter promo code G3ISIR for your 30% discount off the registration fee.
When Iron Sharpens Iron Radio first launched in 2005, the publishers of the New American Standard Bible were among my very first sponsors. It gives me joy knowing that many scholars and pastors in the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio audience have been sticking with or switching to the NASB.
I'm Dr. Joe Moorcraft, pastor of Heritage Presbyterian Church in Cumming, Georgia, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Anthony Uvino, founder of the ReformRookie.com and co-founder of New York Apologetics, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Tim Bushong of Syracuse Baptist Church in Syracuse, Indiana, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Eli Ayala, founder of Revealed Apologetics and staff member with the Historical Bible Society, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Josh Miller of Grace Bible Fellowship Church in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Joe Bianchi, president of Calvary Press Publishing in Greenville, South Carolina, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Jake Korn of Switzerland Community Church in Switzerland, Florida, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
Here's a great way for your church to help keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air. Pastors, are your pew Bibles tattered and falling apart? Consider restocking your pews with the NASB. And tell the publishers you heard about them from Chris Arnzen on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Go to nasbible.com. That's nasbible.com to place your order.
Hi, this is John Sampson, pastor of King's Church in Peoria, Arizona, taking a moment of your day to talk about Chris Arnzen and the Iron Sharpens Iron podcast. I consider Chris a true friend and a man of high integrity. He's a skilled interviewer who's not afraid to ask the big, penetrating questions while always defending the key doctrines of the Christian faith. I've always been happy to point people to this podcast, knowing it's one of the very few safe places on the internet where folk won't be led astray. I believe this podcast needs to be heard far and wide. This is a day of great spiritual compromise, and yet God has raised Chris up for just such a time. And knowing this, it's up to us as members of the body of Christ to stand with such a ministry in prayer and in finances. I'm pleased to do so and would like to ask you to prayerfully consider joining me in supporting Iron Sharpens Iron financially. Would you consider sending either a one-time gift or even becoming a regular monthly partner with this ministry? I know it would be a huge encouragement to Chris if you would. All the details can be found at ironsharpensironradio.com, where you can click support. That's ironsharpensironradio.com.
Getting a driver's license, running a cash register, flipping burgers, passing sixth grade. Do you know what they all have in common? They all require training, assessments, and certifications. But do you know what requires no training at all? becoming a parent. My name is A.M. Brewster. I'm the president of Truth Love Parent and host of its award-winning podcast. I've been a biblical family counselor since the early 2000s, and what I've discovered is that the majority of Christian parents have never been biblically equipped to do the work of the ministry in their homes. That's why Truth Love Parent exists. We serve God by equipping dads and moms to be the ambassador parents God called and created them to be. We produce free parenting resources, train church leaders, and offer biblical counseling so that the next generation of dads and moms can use the scriptures to parent their children for life and godliness. Please visit us at truthloveparent.com.
Puritan Reformed is a Bible-believing, kingdom-building, devil-fighting church. We're devoted to upholding the apostolic doctrine and practice preserved in Scripture alone. Puritan Reformed teaches men to rule and lead as image-bearing prophets, priests, and kings. We teach families to worship together as families. Puritan is committed to teaching the whole counsel of God so that the earth will be filled with the knowledge of God as the waters cover the sea. We sing the Psalms, teach the law, proclaim the gospel, make disciples, maintain discipline, and exalt Christ. This is Pastor David Reese of Puritan Reformed in Phoenix, Arizona. Join us in the glorious cause of advancing Christ's crown and covenant over the kings of the earth. Puritan Reformed Church. Believe, build, fight. PuritanPHX.com.
Oh, hail the power of Jesus' name.
This is Pastor Bill Sasso, Grace Church at Franklin, here in the beautiful state of Tennessee. Our congregation is one of a growing number of churches who love and support Iron Sharpens Iron Radio financially. Grace Church at Franklin is an independent, autonomous body of believers which strives to clearly declare the whole counsel of God as revealed in Scripture through the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, the end for which we strive is the glory of God. If you live near Franklin, Tennessee, and Franklin is just south of Nashville, maybe 10 minutes, or you are visiting this area, or you have friends and loved ones nearby, we hope you will join us some Lord's Day in worshiping our God and Savior. Please feel free to contact me if you have more questions about Grace Church at Franklin. Our website is gracechurchatfranklin.org. That's gracechurchatfranklin.org. This is Pastor Bill Sasso wishing you all the richest blessings of our sovereign Lord, God, Savior, and King Jesus Christ, today and always.
If you love Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, one of the best ways you can help keep the show on the air is by supporting our advertisers. One such faithful advertiser who really believes in what Chris Arnzen is doing is Daniel P. Puttafuoco, serious injury lawyer and Christian apologist. Dan is the president and founder of the Historical Bible Society. Their mission? To foster belief in the credibility of Scripture as the written Word of God. They go to various churches, schools, and institutions to publicly display a rare collection of biblical texts, along with a fascinating presentation by Mr. Buttafuoco demonstrating the reliability of Scripture. To advance the cause of the Gospel, they created a beautiful, perfect facsimile of the genealogy of Jesus Christ from the original engravings contained in a first edition 1611 King James Bible. This 17th century hand-engraved chart shows the family tree of Jesus Christ going back to Adam and Eve. This book is complete with gorgeous full-size illustrations of Noah's Ark and the Tower of Babel, and an explanation of why the genealogy of Jesus is so important for his claims to the throne of the universe. Originals of this work are in museums, and nobody has ever made it accessible to the public in a large book form before. You can have your own copy of this 44-page genealogy book for a donation of $35 or more. Visit historicalbiblesociety.org. That's historicalbiblesociety.org. Thanks for helping to keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air.
James White of Alpha and Omega Ministries here. If you've watched my Dividing Line webcast often enough, you know I have a great love for getting Bibles and other documents vital to my ministry rebound to preserve and ensure their longevity. And besides that, they feel so good. I'm so delighted I discovered Post Tenebris Lux Bible Rebinding. No radio ad will be long enough to sing their praises sufficiently, but I'll give it a shot. Jeffrey Rice of Post Tenebris Lux is a remarkably gifted craftsman and artisan. All his work is done by hand, from the cutting to the pleating of corners to the perimeter stitching. Jeffrey uses the finest and buttery soft imported leathers in a wide variety of gorgeous colors, like the turquoise goat skin tanned in Italy used for my Nestle Allen 28th edition, with a navy blue goat skin inside liner, and the electric blue goat skin from a French tannery used to rebind a Reformation study Bible I used as a gift. The silver gilding he added on the page edges has a stunning mirror finish resembling highly polished chrome. Jeffrey will customize your rebinding to your specifications and even emboss your logo into the leather, making whatever he rebinds a one-of-a-kind work of art. For more details on Post Tenebris Lux Bible Rebinding, go to PTLBibleRebinding.com. That's PTLBibleRebinding.com.
Charles Haddon Spurgeon once said,
"Give yourself unto reading. The man who never reads will never be read. He who never quotes will never be quoted. He who will not use the thoughts of other men's brains proves that he has no brains of his own. You need to read."
Solid Ground Christian Books is a publisher and book distributor who takes these words of the Prince of Preachers to heart. The mission of Solid Ground Christian Books is to bring back treasures of the past to minister to Christians in the present and future, and to publish new titles that address burning issues in the church and the world. Since its beginning in 2001, Solid Ground has been committed to publish God-centered, Christ-exalting books for all ages. We invite you to go treasure hunting at solid-ground-books.com. That's solid-ground-books.com, and see what priceless literary gems from the past or present you can unearth from Solid Ground. Solid Ground Christian Books is honored to be a weekly sponsor of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
And don't forget, folks, solid-ground-books.com needs your support more than ever. They are experiencing a crisis, a slump in book sales that puts them in a very precarious situation financially. And I'm urging you, if you've never purchased from solid-ground-books.com before, or if you are a regular customer or anywhere in between, please put in the largest order that you've ever made before, if you can afford to do so, or place an order for the very first time at solid-ground-books.com. Because we absolutely positively depend upon solid-ground-books.com as an advertiser to exist. We absolutely positively depend on their finances. So by helping them, you help us. And keep in mind, you're not only going to be doing solid-ground-books.com a favor when you purchase books from them, and you're not only going to be doing Iron Sharpens Iron Radio by keeping one of our most important advertisers happy, you're going to be doing yourself and anyone for whom you are purchasing books from solid-ground-books.com an enormous favor of incalculable value, because they bring back into print and also publish for the very first time nothing but the very finest in Christian literature dating back to the 16th century Protestant Reformation and extending forward to our current day, including such modern-day authors as Dr. James R. White of Alpha and Omega Ministries. So please go to solid-ground-books.com today, purchase generously, and mention Chris Arnson of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Before I return to my guest, Matt Truhella, and our topic today, the gospel at war with Big Eva, I just have a couple of very important announcements to make. First of all, folks, if you really love this show and you don't want it to disappear from the airwaves, You look forward to the guests and topics that we discuss every day, and sometimes you'll hear guests and topics that you won't hear anywhere else. If you love that and look forward to it, please go to ironsharpensironradio.com, click support, then click to donate now. You could donate instantly with a debit or credit card in that fashion. And if you prefer snail mail, sending in a physical check to a physical address the old-fashioned way from your post office, there will also be a physical address that appears on your screen when you click support at ironsharpensironradio.com, where you can mail your checks made payable to Iron Sharp and Zion Radio. If you want to advertise with us, whether it is your church, your parachurch ministry, your business, your private practice like a law firm or a medical firm, or just a special event that you want to promote, as long as it's compatible with what I believe, I would love to help you launch an ad campaign as quickly as possible, because we are just as much in urgent need of your advertising dollars as we are in your donations. So send me an email to chrisarnson@gmail.com and put advertising in the subject line. Also keep in mind, no matter how desperate we are for your donations and how urgently we need your donations right now, I never want anybody giving their own church where you are a member less money than you ordinarily give your church on the Lord's Day in order to bless us with a financial gift. Please don't do that. And if you're really struggling to survive and make ends meet, wait until you're back on your feet financially before you send us a financial gift. The Bible is clear that we are to use our finances. We are commanded to use our finances to support our church and our family. And obviously, you're not commanded to support Iron Sharp and Zion Radio anywhere in the Bible. But if you are blessed financially above and beyond your ability to obey those commands, you have extra money in the bank collecting interest, extra money for benevolent, recreational, and trivial purposes. Please, if you don't want us to disappear, share some of that money with us. We really need it. We have never bounced back financially ever. After the giving to Iron Sharp and Zion Radio plummeted during the whole hysteria involving the coronavirus. The mandates that were imposed by the federal and local governments on the population that had put a stranglehold on them financially, some even losing their businesses that have been passed down for generations in their family. It has affected us dramatically. And as I said, we've never bounced back after those mandates even were lifted. And we need your help more than ever. Please go to ironsharpensironradio.com, click support, then click to donate now. Also, I want to remind you about the three-day conference in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, September 15th through the 17th. That's a Friday through Sunday at the Spooky Nook Sports and Events. This is the Future of Christendom Conference, featuring my guest today, Matt Truhella, and a number of other speakers, with the keynote speaker being Dr. James R. White of Alpha and Omega Ministries, who is not only going to be speaking, but he's going to be debating Dr. Gregory Coles on the theme, Is Gay Christian a Biblically Acceptable Identity for a Member of Christ Church? That part of the conference, the debate, will be held Saturday, September 16th, 3:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m., with free lunch and refreshments on that day. If you want to register, please go to futureofchristendom.org, futureofchristendom.org. Also, don't forget, if you're a man in ministry leadership you would love to hear a powerful preacher and receive a ton of free books that are brand new books that I personally selected from publishers all over the United States and United Kingdom, please register for the Iron Sharp and Zion Radio Free Pastors Luncheon, which will be held Thursday, October 5th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Church of the Living Christ in Loysville, Pennsylvania, which is Perry County. My guest speaker is one of the most powerful preachers I've ever heard. His name is Jeff Noblett, and he is the founder of Anchored in Truth Ministries and the pastor of Grace Life Church of the Shoals in Muscle Shoals, Alabama. I hope to see as many of you men there as possible Thursday, October 5th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Perry County, Pennsylvania. And send me an email if you'd like to register. This is absolutely free of charge. Send me an email to chrisarnson@gmail.com and put Pastor's Luncheon in the subject line. Last but not least, if you are not a member of a Christ-honoring, biblically faithful, theologically sound, doctrinally solid church like Mercy Seat Christian Church in Wisconsin, no matter where you live on the planet Earth, I have extensive lists spanning the globe of biblically faithful churches and may be able to help you find a church no matter where you live in the world, because I've helped people all over the planet Earth in our audience find churches, sometimes even within just a couple of minutes from where they live. So if that is you, you are without a solid church home, send me an email to chrisarnson@gmail.com and put "I need a church" in the subject line. Last but not least, I have to remind you of the First Love Ministries conference that is going to be held in Tama, Iowa, at the Reformed Baptist Church of Tama. And it's featuring Pastor Joe Jackowitz, founder of First Love Ministries, who actually live-streamed this program through their ministry, First Love Radio, and also Austin Huggins, who is a pastor in Baghdad, Florida. They are going to be speaking on sanctification, how to grow in holiness, August 26th and the 27th, which is a Saturday and Sunday. And they are also going to be my guests tomorrow on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. So please register for that conference, which is also free, at firstloveministries.org, firstloveministries.org. And now, if you'd like to send in a question to my guest today, Matt Trujillo, send it to chrisarnson@gmail.com, chrisarnson@gmail.com. Give us your first name, at least, city and state and country of residence. And let's see here. We do have Susan Margaret in Dauphin County, Pennsylvania, who said, earlier on in the program, the host of this show said that niceness was an idol to many people in the Christian church. But isn't it also very important that we are not more offensive than need be, as many preachers, pastors, and churches are at times, because they are adding more of an offense than the gospel already offers? Yeah, I think that's a very valid point, and I would never advocate being mean for meanness' sake. Any comment, Matt?
Yeah. No, I agree with her. Clearly, the shift is they're too soft. They're too, quote unquote, gentle. They're not faithful to the word of God. That's the bigger sin. That's the bigger problem in American Christianity right now. But absolutely not. And what I always tell people is people love to see, just they like honesty, and they want a sense that you love them. Extremely important that you have that. I remember the first three times I went out to a homo event, a sodomite event, in order to minister, I actually just stood there and prayed, Chris, because I was like so bothered by what I saw. I knew anything I had to say probably wasn't going to be productive to the kingdom of God. But by the third or fourth time, my heart was right, where I could declare faithfully and truthfully God's word, had love for my neighbor in that regard, so I could speak to them. But like we were talking about before this whole nice thing, and that's part of where relationship evangelism comes in. You can only evangelize someone if you've established a relationship with them. That earns you the right to speak to them about the gospel. That is so, have you read the book of Acts? Did you read the gospels? Have you read any church history? That's so ridiculous. It's not even funny. And yet it fits well into this idea of Eva, Big Eva, not wanting to have confrontation and wanting to be liked. And the truth is, what happens most often with the relationship evangelism, we all have relationships. Well, so we all relationship evangelize. But relationship evangelism is, yeah, you only do it if you've established a relationship, which is crazy. And I tell people, if you've ever watched Ray Comfort, he does great little videos about interviewing people who embrace relationship evangelism, finds out they've known someone 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. And then he asks them the $64,000 question. And at what point did you present the gospel to them? And they all just kind of stand there and then they go, well, I haven't actually gotten to that yet. That's the thing. And I learned early on as a Christian, Chris, because I had lots of jobs when I was a young man, different jobs. If I didn't make it known that I was a Christian right up front within the first 48 hours, I could come up with 1,000 reasons never to bring Christ up or make it known that I'm a Christian to the people that I worked around. We should just be honest with people and we should love them. I love to go out to the university and to the high schools, but more so even the universities. And when you get there, one of the biggest things you're doing is de-goblinizing yourself as a Christian, because the only verse they know is judge not lest ye be judged. But while they're saying that to you, they're judging you the whole time.
Right.
They have you
right.
completely stereotyped the entire time. And so you have to de-goblinize yourself. All the professors hate Christ, almost all of them. All of them hate Christianity. There's probably been a bad example of a Christian in their life, in their past. So you have to take the time to persevere, have the patience, to contend for the faith with them. And this has been my experience again and again, Chris. 2-3 hours into talking to people, and they gather in, they do. Some of the biggest mockers put out their hand and shake your hand and say, that was the best defense of Christianity I've ever heard of in my life. You've given me so much to think about. That's where we should be. Not worried about being liked, not worried about someone being offended, just faithful to him, loving our neighbor, loving him, and presenting the message of the gospel to them. That is what we should be doing. But so much of Big Eva doesn't do that. They actually just want people to kind of float into their churches and kind of cosmically evolve into whatever it is they're selling at their churches. There's never this point of repentance and faith in Christ in most of these people's lives.
Yes. And I know that by what you said, you do not intend to mean that we are not, whenever we are able, that we're not to seek to build relationships with people. Obviously,
right.
That is something, just like Jesus did, one of the reasons the Pharisees mocked him and falsely accused him is because he was often in the company of sinners, some of the most scandalous sinners as far as the mores of the society. And he was developing relationships with them. And
yes.
We're not to just be tract givers and keep ourselves at an arm's length from people.
Right.
We are to develop relationships. But that relationship must, if we are going to be a faithful Christian, include evangelism. And I have heard people – one of the phrases that – immediately makes my stomach begin to churn when I hear it frequently regurgitated by people, is they'll say, this quote has been attributed to St. Francis, but I've heard debate over whether he actually said it. But the quote is, preach the gospel at all times, and if necessary, use words. If Jesus Christ and his disciples went by that motto, they never would have been executed.
Right.
And
no, that's exactly right.
Right.
I have a sermon, by the way, entitled God Gives Men Words, addressing exactly what you just said, the importance of it speaking. Yeah, our lives should reflect Christ has rule in our lives. But at the same time, yeah, the words are massively important, and you have to speak them. And you can't think that someone just cosmically comes to know Christ without them. It's how God's established things to be. He uses his words in order to work in the hearts of men so that the Holy Spirit regenerates them and they're changed by the power of the Holy Spirit into new creatures in Christ. So you can't get away from words. Words are part of the process. But yeah, we all have relationships, and yeah, we should be establishing relationships as much as we can, whether it's out at the university. We've had people we stay in contact with 4 years later, 6 years later, and then come to know Christ. It's amazing, by the way, Chris, how once someone gets married and starts having children, how that really radically begins to get them more serious about looking at the things of God. But yeah, so we maintain relationships. We build relationships, all that kind of thing. But to think that we only can tell someone about Jesus if we've established a relationship with them is an absurdity, and it's against Scripture.
We have RJ in White Plains, New York, who says, isn't what you said earlier about Big Eva not wanting to offend anyone only partially true, because they seem to be completely fine with offending those who are more conservative than they are? That's true.
Yes. Yeah, no, that's exactly right. They'll accuse you of being so judgmental, and they say it with the most judgmental attitude you've ever heard of in your life. I learned that long ago, that the evangelicals, Big Eva evangelicals, are the most judgmental and unloving people on the planet, particularly, like he says, to the people who profess Christ and want to live faithful to him. It's crazy.
Now, I have been.
I want people to know too, Chris, that you know, I believe that we should be defined by who we are. Okay, so like, I'm not defined by my war against Big Eva. I'm not defined by Big Eva or my struggles against her or anything like that. The best way that we war against Big Eva is by being faithful to Christ, by doing those things which are dear to his heart, by making sure our churches are conducted properly, our homes are conducted properly, our private lives are conducted privately, by actually having children. Whereas Big Eva says, you know, practice birth control, follows the thinking of the world. No, God has a very different view of children. And I learned that lesson early on as a young man. Me and my wife had two children, and I told her, I'm getting a vasectomy because if we have another kid, we'll either be broke the rest of our lives or I'm going to go insane. My wife didn't want me to do it, but she went along with it, and I did it. And then as I continued to walk with the Lord and read his word, I saw he had a different view of children than I did. And so we actually saved up to undo my vasectomy. And wow. Even though I hadn't had any more children, and 7 years had gone by, we were still poor as church mice. So we saved up for 2.5 years. So there's actually 10 years between our second and our third child. We ended up having 11 children altogether. We had nine more children after I reversed it. So first off, have children. Secondly, actually build into their lives. We homeschooled all our own children, and we helped them build businesses as teenagers. And we're blue-collar stock people, so I'm talking about window washing. I'm talking about floor installation, refinishing, painting, landscaping, all these types of businesses, and they all do great. And they're not in debt with a bunch of student loan afterwards. And there can be times to go to college, but most of the time it's gotten out of hand. Like when me and you were young, about 10% of people went to college. Now the state has added so many occupations that supposedly need a college education that nearly 70% of people go to college. And then over 65% of them never even use that piece of paper that they got from the university for how they make money. But they have all this student loan debt. Not a good way to start. So work. I always think it's good to work anyway. And then if you decide to go to college, good for you. And by the way, I'm against secondary education. I think we should get rid of it completely. And if you want to go to college, you should start that when you're 14 years old. But those are all peripheral things. But I think it's important for us to minister at the universities, at the high schools, everywhere we go, we're fishers of men. I have a little card that I carry with me and I pass out to people along the day or put in credit card slots or leave in the restroom. And it's my website, howjesuschangedmylife.com. And it's my way of talking with people about the Lord, because I've found over the years, Chris, that regardless of the conversation, even if it's hostile, when I begin to talk about my testimony, it changes the atmosphere. Because like I said, they say, judge not lest you be judged, but they're judging you the whole time that you're a self-righteous snob. Have you when you share your testimony, you know, what you were before you came to know Christ, how he changed your life, they can see your humanity. That it changes their attitude towards you, and changes the tone of the conversation while you're praying to present the gospel to them. So I think that's important. Also, we have a Christianity Again, building. I'm talking about building. The best thing we do to war against big evil is just living our lives faithful and true to Christ and building in our homes, building in our churches, building within the marketplace, building within even, you know, foraying into civil government realms. I think that's extremely important in order to confront, you know, the idols and evils and tyrants of our day. This should all be part of normal Christianity. And unfortunately, what Big Eva does is put you on this hamster wheel, this religious hamster wheel to nowhere, where you're constantly learning the Bible, but you never actually apply it. You know, our let's study the Bible 10,000 times, but never act upon it Bible studies. How long can you do that? No, Christianity needs to be applied to every area of our life and to every area of life. That's how we war against Big Eva. Not by, and there is times for clear distinctions being declared against what they say or what they do. I get that. But the main way we war against her is by being true and faithful to Christ in our own lives.
We have a listener in Toronto, Canada, Carl. And Carl asks, is not Big Eva a magnet to many people who are either under church discipline in other churches or just trying to avoid it by becoming lost in a sea of humans and therefore being very rarely on the radar of anyone in leadership that would actually apply any kind of discipline in their lives?
Yes. Yeah. And most churches don't understand the purpose or the value of church discipline.
And by the way, that includes some small churches too. It's not just big churches that avoid that.
Absolutely. That's exactly right. And so they don't involve themselves in church discipline. If they know the person was under church discipline, they don't care. They just get out bigger offering plates, right? They're coming, get out bigger offering plates. The first thing I say to people who I know attend a different church, if they show up at our church on Sunday, this is honestly, the first thing I say to them is, what are you doing here? You know, because I want to know, you know, is there a problem? You know, did you leave the other church? And, you know, 9 times out of 10, it's, oh, I just wanted to visit you guys. And, okay, that's fine. But here's a recent occurrence just last week. This was so refreshing. We have a couple that our church brought under church discipline about 2 years ago, Chris. And we've, thank God, in 35 years of existing, we've only had to administer church discipline 4 times. Okay. But I get this call back from this church wanting to know about the church discipline that we administered to the couple. They investigated, look into it, talk with the couple, and then told the couple, you need to go back and make right what's wrong at Mercy Seat. And they're still involved in open sin. I'm not going to go into the details. And you can't be a part of our church until that is made right. You know how refreshing that was? Mm-hmm. And how rare that is? Mm-hmm. But that's supposed to be the norm. And church discipline is good for the congregation. It's good for the individuals who've gone astray.
Saved my life. Good. It saved my life. I was a person who lapsed back into, or should I say, dove headfirst back into out of control drunkenness after having been sober for 18 years. And was living a life of scandalous drunkenness. And if I was not placed under church discipline, I really seriously believe I'd be dead.
And wow.
So the Lord used that to bring me, not only restore me to faithful membership in the church, but also to sobriety. And I always want to sing the praises of the ministry where God led me to find sobriety again. Hebron Colony. HebronColony.org in Boone, North Carolina. And it's free of charge, and the Lord used it to completely, at least up until this point in my life, I have absolutely zero desire to drink alcohol again. Even though I
praise the Lord,
I have friends who enjoy their liberty to moderately drink alcohol, and I can be in their company and not salivate and wish that I was drinking with them. And but I just wanted to throw that out there.
Praise God.
That church discipline can save lives.
Absolutely. And think also of this, very common amongst the reformers, not common today. When you had magistrates who had that, you know, that dualism, you know, like, oh, I'm a magistrate here and I'm going to go along with the evil that's being done. Now I'm a Christian over here. I'm sitting in my pew, that whole dualism. They understood, the churchmen understood, no, when you have a magistrate who's supporting evil in the public realm, you have to bring them under church discipline. And that's not only good for the magistrate who has gone off course, it's also good for society at large because it keeps them from making law, which totally is made contrary to the law or word of God. So church discipline is an important matter. I don't even know how we got on church discipline, but this is a great
listener in Canada, Toronto, Carl, asked us if Big Eva was a magnet for people who wanted to avoid church discipline because they can get lost in the sea of humanity. And typically a church that it would accurately be called under the umbrella of Big Eva might not even ever enact a church discipline in anybody's life anyway. And perhaps if they were really scandalously sinful, and perhaps if it involved, you know, rape or murder or something, but the average person perhaps committing adultery or if they were homosexual might not ever have any church discipline at all, even if the leaders knew about it. But anyway, we have to go to go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say these large churches cater to people being able to hide out. And the average stay of a Christian, I forget how, at a local congregation is very short. I forget what it is now. I'm talking about the average. And we have the problem with the churchmen. The average stay of a churchman is 2.5 years at a church. That's a problem, too. There's a goodness to the people and the pastor, you know, the church leadership, getting to know each other, working through things together for years and decades. It builds strong bodies.
Well, we have to go to our final break. And if you have a question, send it in immediately to chrisarnson@gmail.com. We'll be right back with Matt Trujillo. Don't go away.
The Mid-Atlantic Reformation Society presents The Future of Christendom 2023, The Gospel at War, September 15th to the 16th in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, featuring Dr. James White of Alpha and Omega Ministries. We are excited to be including a formal debate in this year's conference. Dr. James White of Alpha and Omega Ministries will be debating Dr. Gregory Coles, author of Single Gay Christian, A Personal Journey of Faith and Sexual Identity. The debate topic: is gay Christian a biblically acceptable identity for a member of Christ's church? So come join us for the 6th Future of Christendom Conference. The event will take place at Spooky Nook Sports in Mannheim, Pennsylvania, and will run from Friday evening through all day Saturday, with an invitation to the Sunday morning worship service of the Independence Reformed Bible Church. This will be a weekend packed with practical teaching, with a theme of the gospel at war in many areas of our culture, including government schools, the Supreme Court, missions, feminism, and even the church pulpits. Head to futureofchristendom.org.
James White of Alpha Mega Ministries here. I'm very excited to announce that my longtime friend Chris Arnson of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio and I are heading down to Atlanta, Georgia again for the G3 National Conference. That's Thursday, September 21st through Saturday the 23rd, on a theme that I have been preaching, teaching, writing about, and defending in live public debates for most of my life: the sovereignty of God. I'll be joined on the speaking roster by Steve Lawson, Vodi Balcom, Paul Washer, Virgil Walker, Scott Annual, and Josh Bice, founder of G3 Ministries. And there's more great news. Chris Arnson of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio can get you a 30% discount
Off the registration fee, go to g3min.org, that's g3min.org, and enter promo code G3ISIR. That's G3ISIR for the 30% discount. Chris Arnz and I look forward to seeing you all Thursday, September 21st through Saturday the 23rd for the G3 National Conference in Atlanta, Georgia on the sovereignty of God. Make sure you stop by the Iron Sharpens Iron radio exhibitor booth and say hi to Chris Arnz while you're there. Go to g3min.org and enter promo code G3ISIR for your 30% discount off the registration fee.
I'm Dr. Tony Costa, Professor of Apologetics and Islam at Toronto Baptist Seminary. I'm thrilled to introduce to you a church where I've been invited to speak and have grown to love, Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Coram, Long Island, New York, pastored by Rich Jensen and Christopher McDowell. It's such a joy to witness and experience fellowship with people of God like the dear saints at Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Coram, who have an intensely passionate desire to continue digging deeper and deeper into the unfathomable riches of Christ in His Holy Word, and to enthusiastically proclaim Christ Jesus the King and His doctrines of sovereign grace in Suffolk County, Long Island, and beyond. I hope you also have the privilege of discovering this precious congregation and receive the blessing of being showered by their love, as I have. For more information on Hope Reformed Baptist Church, go to hopereformedli.net. That's hopereformedli.net. Or call 631-696-5711. That's 631-696-5711. Tell the folks at Hope Reformed Baptist Church of Coram, Long Island, New York, that you heard about them from Tony Costa on Iron Sharpens Iron.
Hi, I'm Buzz Taylor. Chris Arnzen of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio has had a long-time partnership with our friends at CVBBS, which stands for Cumberland Valley Bible Book Service. They specialize in supplying Reformed and Puritan books and Bibles at discount prices that make them affordable for everyone. CVBBS has been a family-owned book service since 1987, operating out of Carlisle, Pennsylvania. They seek to bring you the best available Christian books and Bibles at the best possible prices. Unlike other book sites, they make no effort to provide every book that is available or popular because, frankly, much of what is being printed is not worth your time. That means you can get to the good stuff faster. It also means you don't have to worry about being assaulted by the pornographic, heretical, and otherwise faith-insulting materials promoted by the secular book vendors. Browse the pages at ease, shop at your leisure, and purchase with confidence at Cumberland Valley Bible Book Service. Order online at cvbbs.com. That's cvbbs.com. Or you can order by phone at 1-800-656-0231. That's 1-800-656-0231. Please let our friends at CVBBS know that you heard about them on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
I'm Brian McLaughlin, president of the SecureCom Group and an enthusiastic supporter of Chris Arnzen's Iron Sharpens Iron radio program. The SecureCom Group provides the highest level of security, closed-circuit television, access control, and communication systems for Manhattan's top residential buildings, as well as churches, commercial properties, municipalities, and more. We custom install exactly what you need to protect yourself, including digital recording, off-site viewing, and connectivity from most smart devices. From simple code-activated systems to the latest technology using facial recognition, the SecureCom Group has it. We also provide the latest in intercom and IP telephone systems. In addition, we provide superior networking platforms. We'll create, maintain, and secure your local network. Whether it's a Wi-Fi or hardwire network, we'll implement the latest secured firewall, endpoint solutions, and cloud backup. I would love to have the honor and privilege of helping protect the lives and property of Iron Sharpens Iron radio listeners and their associates. For more details on how the SecureCom Group may be of service to you with the very latest in security innovations, call 718-353-3355. That's 718-353-3355. Or visit SecureComGroup.com. That's SecureComGroup.com. This is Brian McLaughlin of the SecureCom Group, joining Chris Arnzen's family of advertisers to keep Iron Sharpens Iron radio on the air.
Puritan Reformed is a Bible-believing, kingdom-building, devil-fighting church. We are devoted to upholding the apostolic doctrine and practice preserved in Scripture alone. Puritan Reformed teaches men to rule and lead as image-bearing prophets, priests, and kings. We teach families to worship together as families. Puritan is committed to teaching the whole counsel of God so that the earth will be filled with the knowledge of God as the waters cover the sea. We sing the Psalms, teach the law, proclaim the gospel, make disciples, maintain discipline, and exalt Christ. This is Pastor David Reese of Puritan Reformed in Phoenix, Arizona. Join us in the glorious cause of advancing Christ's crown and covenant over the kings of the earth. Puritan Reformed Church. Believe, build, fight. PuritanPHX.com.
I'm Dr. Joseph Piper, President Emeritus and Professor of Systematic and Applied Theology at Greenville Presbyterian Theological Seminary. Every Christian who's serious about the Reformed faith and the Westminster Standards should have and use the 8-volume commentary on the theology and ethics of the Westminster Larger Catechism titled Authentic Christianity by Dr. Joseph Moorcraft. It is much more than an exposition of the Larger Catechism. It is a thoroughly researched work that utilizes biblical exegesis as well as historical and systematic theology. Dr. Moorcraft is pastor of Heritage Presbyterian Church of Cumming, Georgia, and I urge everyone looking for a biblically faithful church in that area to visit that fine congregation. For details on the 8-volume commentary, go to westminstercommentary.com, westminstercommentary.com. For details on Heritage Presbyterian Church of Cumming, Georgia, visit heritagepresbyterianchurch.com, heritagepresbyterianchurch.com. Please tell Dr. Moorcraft and the saints at Heritage Presbyterian Church of Cumming, Georgia, that Dr. Joseph Piper of Greenville Presbyterian Theological Seminary sent you.
Sharpens Iron Radio first launched in 2005, the publishers of the New American Standard Bible were among my very first sponsors. It gives me joy knowing that many scholars and pastors in the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio audience have been sticking with or switching to the NASB.
This is Daryl Bernard Harrison, co-host of the Just Thinking podcast, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Tom Buck at First Baptist Church of Lindale, Texas, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Kent Keller of Faith Bible Church in Sharpsburg, Georgia, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Andrew Rappaport, the founder and executive director at Striving for Eternity Ministries, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Mark Grimaldi, pastor of Sovereign Grace Church of Greenbrier, Tennessee, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Christopher Cookston, pastor of Prineville Community Church in Prineville, Oregon, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Matt Tarr, pastor of High Point Baptist Church in Larksville, Pennsylvania, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
Here's a great way for your church to help keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air. Pastors, are your pew Bibles tattered and falling apart? Consider restocking your pews with the NASB. And tell the publishers you heard about them from Chris Arnzen on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Go to nasbible.com. That's nasbible.com to place your order.
Hello. Hello, my name is Anthony Uvinio, and I'm one of the pastors at Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Quorum, New York, and also the host of the ReformRookie.com website. I want you to know that if you enjoy listening to the Iron Sharpens Iron radio show like I do, you can now find it on the Apple's iTunes app by typing Iron Sharpens Iron Radio in the search bar. You no longer have to worry about missing a show or a special guest because you're in your car or still at work. Just subscribe on the iTunes app and listen to the Iron Sharpens Iron radio show at any time, day or night. Please be sure to also give it a good review and pass it along to anyone who would benefit from the teaching and the many solidly reformed guests that Chris Arnzen has on the show. Truth is so hard to come by these days, so don't waste your time with fluff or fake news. Subscribe to the Iron Sharpens Iron radio podcast right now. And while you're at it, you can also sign up for the ReformRookie.com podcast and visit our website and the YouTube page. We are dedicated to teaching Christian theology from a Reformed Baptist perspective to beginners in the faith as well as seasoned believers. From Keach's Catechism and the Doctrines of Grace to the Olivet Discourse and the Book of Leviticus, the Reformed Rookie podcast and YouTube channel is sure to have something to offer everyone seeking biblical truth. And finally, if you're looking to worship in a Reformed church that holds to the 1689 London Baptist Confession of Faith, please join us at Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Quorum, New York. Again, I'm Pastor Anthony Uvinio, and thanks for listening.
Getting a driver's license, running a cash register, flipping burgers, passing sixth grade. Do you know what they all have in common? They all require training, assessments, and certifications. But do you know what requires no training at all? Becoming a parent. My name is A.M. Brewster. I'm the president of Truth, Love, Parent, and host of its award-winning podcast. I've been a biblical family counselor since the early 2000s, and what I've discovered is that the majority of Christian parents have never been biblically equipped to do the work of the ministry in their homes. That's why Truth, Love, Parent exists. We serve God by equipping dads and moms to be the ambassador parents God called and created them to be. We produce free parenting resources, train church leaders, and offer biblical counseling so that the next generation of dads and moms can use the scriptures to parent their children for life and godliness. Please visit us at truthloveparent.com.
Welcome back. And I also have a reminder for our listeners. If you listen every day, you've been hearing the ads for the Historical Bible Society, founded by my dear friend Daniel P. Buttafuoco. Please do not forget that Dan Buttafuoco is also a serious injury and medical malpractice attorney, and he can handle cases anywhere in the United States, all 50 states. So no matter where you live in the United States, if you are the victim of a serious personal injury or medical malpractice, please call him at 1-800-NOW-HURT, 1-800-NOW-HURT, or visit his website, 1-800-NOW-HURT.com, 1-800-NOW-HURT.com. Please write that number down and that website down and put it on your refrigerator or somewhere else that will be handy, because even if you do not need Dan's services now, you may at some point in the future, and you may need it also for someone you love. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT or 1-800-NOW-HURT.com. We're now back with Matt Trujillo. And Matt, before we run out of time, I really want you to summarize what you most want etched in the hearts and minds of our listeners today before we go off the air.
Sure. To me, the biggest thing is the fact that the most sure way that we war against Big Eva with the awful form of Christianity that's prevalent here in America is by living faithful and true to Christ and building within our personal life, within our homes, within the marketplace, within the civil realm, Christian thought. And that's the biggest thing to me. We should be defined not by our attacks on Big Eva. We should be defined by who we are, both in our personal lives, also in our churches, in our homes as families. That would be the biggest thing that I would want to convey to people. And I hope they do it. People are interested, Chris, they can visit our website, defytyrants.com, regarding the doctrine of the lesser magistrate. If they're interested in the sermons that I preach, which get quite a few listens, they can go to Rumble. It's Mercy Seat is our channel, rumble.com, Mercy Seat. We're also at YouTube, same channel, Mercy Seat. Or they can go to sermonaudio.com and they can listen to sermons there too. Just put in my name, Matt Chuella, or just put in Chuella. I'm the only Chuella on there. And you can see the sermons that are posted there. To me, that's the most important thing Christ has given to me in this war, is the pulpit that he's given me. And I've seen the Lord use the declaration of his word in so many people's lives regarding their own life, their family life, their business life, and also to engage at the civil realm also and confront the evils and the idols and the tyrants of our day.
Amen. And by the way, folks, if you are looking for Matt Trujillo on the internet, the last name is spelled T-R-E-W-H-E-L-L-A. T as in Thomas, R-E-W-H-E-L-L-A. I want to thank you for doing such a superb job today, Matt, and I look forward to having you back in the program. As I said before, right in the outset of the program, I would love to have you back along with some co-hosts that are perhaps retired police officers who are also Christians and share your worldview so that we can talk about the police officer's role as a lesser magistrate and how police officers who are indeed Christians have to be prepared to obey God rather than man when they are being ordered to violate the rights and sin against their brothers and sisters in Christ. So I would love to have you back on the program to discuss that, because I don't even know if I've ever heard that addressed on a talk radio program before. It may have been. I just haven't heard it.
I never have heard it. I'd be honored to do that with you. So absolutely.
Great. And folks, please don't forget about the three-day conference that we've been promoting in Lancaster County, September 15th, 16th, and 17th. That's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It is the Future of Christendom Conference featuring Dr. James R. White of Alpha and Omega Ministries. Go to futureofchristendom.org to register, futureofchristendom.org. Also, don't forget, if you are a man in ministry leadership, please register for my free Iron Sharpens Iron Radio Pastor's Luncheon on Thursday, October 5th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Church of the Living Christ in Lloydsville, Pennsylvania, which is Perry County. My guest speaker will be Jeff Noblett, who is actually my guest on this program day after tomorrow, Thursday, August 24th, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern. Jeff Noblett will be my speaker. He's the founder and president of Anchored in Truth Ministries and the senior pastor at Grace Life Church of the Shoals in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, one of the most powerful preachers I've ever heard. Not only will you be fed free lunch and hear the powerful preaching of Jeff Noblett and share fellowship with your colleagues in ministry, but everyone there will also receive a very heavy sack of free brand new books donated by publishers all over the United States and United Kingdom, personally selected by me. In fact, 1 year, my guest Matt Trujillo was kind enough and generous enough to donate books for that. In fact, I think he did it 2 years. In fact, I know he did it 2 years. But you will guarantee to leave with at least one heavy sack of books. All of it's free of charge. And this was a ministry that began at the desire of my precious late wife, Julie, in the 1990s, and continues on to this day in honor of her, in tribute to her, and in loving memory of her. So I hope you can come to that conference, or should I say free pastor's luncheon, on Thursday, October 5th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Perry County, Pennsylvania. If you want to register, send me an email to chrisarnzen@gmail.com, chrisarnzen@gmail.com, and put pastor's luncheon in the subject line. So last but not least, folks, please remember Iron Sharpens Iron Radio really needs your financial support more than ever. Go to ironsharpensironradio.com, ironsharpensironradio.com, click support, then click to donate now. Thank you, all of you, for listening, especially those who took the time to write. I hope you all always remember for the rest of your lives that Jesus Christ is a far greater Savior than you are a sinner.